with SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. At a campaign rally in Michigan yesterday, Donald Trump urging his supporters to vote early and send a message.
We're going to have the American dream back in our country. But for that to happen, we must defeat Kamala Harris and stop her radical left agenda with a landslide that simply is too big to rig. That's what we're doing right now.
On the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt show this week, Mr. Trump said the U.S. is failing and falling behind China in naval power because this country no longer has the infrastructure to build ships.
There are a lot of great shipyards all over the world. Super people allowed that to happen. They've taken the shipping business just like they almost took the car business.
Also at SRNnews.com, speaking with the Salem Radio Network, former Israeli Ambassador Michael Oren says he was hurt by Vice President Kamala Harris' condemnation of Israel.
Personally, as an Israeli, it's disappointing because it assumes that, you know, Israel alone can end this war. The war ends when Hamas surrenders. The hostages are free when Hamas gives up.
In a series of pre-dawn airstrikes, Israel has attacked Iranian military sites in response to the ballistic missiles the Islamic Republic fired upon Israel earlier in the month. An Israeli military spokesman says Israel has an absolute right to its own self-defense. The United States has approved a $2 billion in arms to Taiwan, including the delivery for first time to the island of advanced surface-to-air missile defense systems. Taiwan's presidential office has thanked Washington for greenlighting the deal. Under the island's new president, Lei Ching, Taiwan has been stepping up defense measures in China as China increases its military threats against the island. A Russian drone strike killed a teenager in Kiev during a nighttime barrage that lasted for hours. Five other people reportedly killed in a nearby missile attack as well. This is SRN News. Child sex trafficking has soared during the Biden years with more Michael Harrington.
And it's because of illegal immigration, plain and simple. According to a new report from the Free Press, advertisements offering children for sex have surged more than 90% since President Biden took office. The Free Press quotes one source as saying, quote, nearly all of the sex trafficking rings are now migrant girls. The ads exploded within the first 3 months of the border being open. Mexican drug cartels are behind much of the child sex trafficking in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new study finds that Asian American evangelical Christians are an evolving group of voters who are increasingly seeking to make their voices heard. The vast majority hold conservative views on abortion and homosexuality, but they widely consider themselves evangelical in a theological sense rather than viewing it as political identity. Asian Americans are the fastest growing voting bloc in the country along with Latinos. This is SRN News. The FBI says Russian actors made a fake election disinformation video seen on social media.
The video had taken off on social media on Thursday, but was debunked within 3 hours by local election officials and law enforcement after members of the public reported it. Officials said the fake is part of a broader effort to raise doubts about the integrity of the election and to stoke divisions.
That's correspondent Norman Hall. The FBI also warns that U.S. intelligence officials expect Russia will create and release additional media content that seeks to undermine trust in the integrity of the election. Pakistani police say a suicide attack at a checkpoint has killed 4 security personnel and wounded at least 5 others in the country's northwest. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the car bombing, but suspicion is likely to fall on the Pakistani Taliban. In a separate incident, a remote-controlled bomb struck a military convoy in the Tank District. No casualties there. This is SRN News.